it is not a question of being ready as in buying a ticket. That is the easiest part. It is about going back to Tanzania and being safe. Now, for that to happen, I need security guarantees from the government. And for me to take the government seriously, the government must tell me and tell the people who was forced behind the assassination attempt in 2017. What are they going to do about those hired killers? The government needs to tell me that I will be a free person. As you may remember, there are 6 pending criminal cases in the Tanzanian courts against me.
About your security, I think I was reading, it's the police director that said that the police are there to provide security for all Tanzanians. So why do you want special security?
Well, not all Tanzanians were shot 16 times in 2017. I was. Not all Tanzanians have been subjected to death threats. I have been subjected to death threats. Not all Tanzanians have been repeatedly arrested by the police on politically motivated charges. I have. And therefore, given all that, I cannot be equated to all other Tanzanians because they have not gone through what I went through. They are not in exile. I am.
You are also demanding the freedom of political prisoners. Are there political prisoners in Tanzania now?
There are political prisoners as we speak. There are Tanzanians, members of my party, who are in prison as we speak, arrested on completely trumped-up charges of economic offenses, money laundering, drug dealing, and all this because they dared to criticize the former president, Magufuli.
President Samia Suluhu Hassan has made some policy pronouncements since coming to power that some say set her apart from her predecessor, the late President Magufuli. First of all, what do you think about the new president? And do you think you can be an opposition during her administration?
I was very optimistic the first few days after President Samia Suluhu Hassan took office. She made some welcome remarks about national reconciliation. Those were during the first few days. But yesterday, she addressed the nation through her address to the National Assembly. And in 92 minutes of speech, she said absolutely nothing about the illegal ban on political activity that came into force with Magufuli. She said absolutely nothing about the political prisoners who are in prisons because of the Magufuli reign of terror. She spent only 1 minute to talk about her plans to meet political party leaders on an undisclosed date. Otherwise, she made it very clear that, as she said, she and Magufuli are one and the same thing. So my initial optimism that we are going to see a change of course has been dampened very much after yesterday. It was a major missed opportunity as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Lissu, it's always nice to talk with you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much, Jim.